Hachette Audio presents The Bill of Rights, A User's Guide. Written by Linda R. Monk. Read by Susan Larkin. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplementary content.
America has always been about rights. While many nations are based on a shared language or ethnic heritage, Americans have made rights the foundation of their national identity. Commission on the Bicentennial of the United States Constitution. Foreword by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Drafted in 1787, the U.S. Constitution is the oldest written national constitution still in use. Many of the Constitution's supporters, James Madison, the Constitution's principal author among them, had initially argued that a Bill of Rights was unnecessary. In Federalist 84, Alexander Hamilton wrote that Bills of Rights are, in their origin, stipulations between kings and their subjects, reservations of rights not surrendered to the prince. No need, Hamilton asserted, for such a document in the Constitution, founded upon the power of the people and executed by their immediate representatives and servants. Here, the people surrender nothing, and as they retain everything, they have no need of particular reservations. But Madison, Hamilton, and the other Federalists could not win over the opposition on this point. As one of the great compromises that helped assure passage of our founding document, the first Congress passed a terse Bill of Rights, adopting provisions submitted by Madison himself. Ratified by the states in 1791, the Bill of Rights contains 10 amendments. Since then, the Constitution has been amended only 17 times. Neither the original Constitution nor the Bill of Rights bestows any rights on individuals. To the framers, no document could perform that task. In their view, individual rights antedated the state, and thus were not the states to confer. As Jefferson wrote in our principal rights declaring document, the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Thus, the Bill of Rights assumes the existence of fundamental human.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?